Do you ever feel restless? Like you just need to get out? Lately, I felt like I needed, well, something more. Go somewhere new, meet someone new, shake things up a little, maybe even do something life-changing. You know, an adventure.
Is that something you do, Keela?
It's something we all do. When was the last time you left your comfort zone for the sole purpose of exploring? I think there's a lot of knowledge to gain from going. Even, or actually especially, when you aren't quite sure what you're looking for.
Well, getting out of my comfort zone is something I've been trying to do more often. But over the summer, near the end of the summer, it's boring in New Jersey, so I took the keys and drove down to New Orleans. I stopped a lot along the way and met some awesome people down at the bayou. That kind of taught me that a little bit of planning helps, but it's really just great to leave every once in a while and spend some time with yourself.
See? That's an adventure in itself. We face adventures every day, and learning to take advantage of those opportunities is something we can gain a lot from.
You're listening to Nanograms, the show where we examine the lives of those around us and challenge you to draw conclusions to the questions we face every day. Keel and I have spent the last few weeks talking to grandmothers and posing the question, what does living truly feel like? I'm Jake Domohovsky.
I'm Keela Sweeney.
Welcome. Every week on the show, of course, we have a theme. This week's theme, as Nanny used to say, life is about adventure.
One of the things when you travel a lot is you become exquisitely aware of that at all times, because which bus you get on changes the whole rest of your life.
Valerie told us a lot about her life on the road. She's audacious, with a wild sense of adventure that has been with her throughout her life. She always longed to experience more, open more doors, and push her boundaries.
I got in trouble a lot in school, very late elementary school. I had basically my own chair in the principal's office. And that's where I learned. I set up the library for them. I would do all the mimeographing, which is a term I don't even know if you know what a mimeograph is, but I would do a lot of the help for teachers because I was there most of the time, and that's where I learned to do a lot of the things for secretarial stuff.
With her children becoming adults, Valerie longed for something that would give her life more meaning, capture all her senses. With a boundless imagination and an innate thirst for risk, Valerie found herself sailing the high seas on a tall ship.
I used to blame that my name, which I don't know if you ever have heard the song about Valerie Valera, which people would sing to me on the ships all the time, but it's about the wanderer. And that's basically what the name. And I always think of it as a wanderer. Rather than setting out an adventure like, oh, I'm going to climb the mountain, it would be like, oh, I'm standing here next to a glacier. Why don't I walk to that? And that's how I ended up hiking up glaciers and things like that in New Zealand. But it was never a set goal. Like, some people know they're going to do it. So I'm getting ready and packing and everything, and my daughter says, I want to come with you. I want to go to the ship. And I'm going, I've been trying to get you to come to the ship for 3 weeks now. And you always said, it's tall, it's a ship. Why should I go there? And I'm saying, well, I'm going. And she looked at me and she said, Mom, you said you were going to go. Everybody says that, but nobody does it. And so she said, I just didn't think you would really ever do it. I started off as a deckhand volunteering, and I ended up as a purser, just second in charge of the ship and in charge of all the money. And it was a fabulous life. I miss it. I've had heart surgery, which is why I probably won't be able to go back on. But otherwise, I would be back on the ships. I love the ship because there's so many things you can do with it.
Not all adventures have to be big ones, though. Sometimes an adventure just means breaking out of what's safe, just doing something scary or something that's just out of character for you and gets your adrenaline really pumping.
You mean like riding down a toboggan on a toboggan chute? Oh, yeah, that's an experience. Have you ever seen a toboggan chute? I don't even think they have them anymore. You know, now they have water slides. You know, the god-awful water slide that's the highest in the park? Well, they want you to climb up there with your little toboggan. And when you get up there, you're supposed to sit or kneel on the back, depending on how many people are on it, and look at this thing that you're going to go down that has two little railings on the side to keep the toboggan in. Hell with the people. They thought this was all going to be great fun. was a great adventure. I think I screamed from the time somebody said go and pushed off till the time we stopped at the bottom. Would I do it again? Probably not. Did I enjoy it? It's a great memory. There's lots of stuff like that. You know, when we try it once, you don't have to go back and do it again. That's an adventure.
Or maybe an adventure is just going somewhere new with someone familiar.
We used to take a lot of rides. We used to, in the fall, go up to Route 2, up to the Mohawk Trail. It's a beautiful area. It was something that was a memory for him, and so he wanted to make that memory with me. And so we went to the Mohawk Trail and saw the foliage. It was quite lovely. I'd never been there before. Like I said, we take rides. We go down to Chatham. We just recently got back from Nantucket. We went to Nantucket for a weekend. I would say we're enjoying our senior years.
Everyone likes to adventure in different ways and for different reasons. For me, I take adventures as a way to learn more about myself. Like Valerie, I get antsy easily and take a lot of risks. Sometimes scary, but always worthwhile. Endearingly, they call it wanderlust, the thrill of the unknown.
And fitting in where you don't belong.
I'm not sure. A lot of it is that I like meeting people, and it's very interesting. And I don't like being a tourist, but I love studying different cultures. And it, whatever group you are in, it becomes almost like a small society. So when I was at university, it was kind of hard fitting in because I was too young. But I would be at university during the day, and then I was riding with motorcycle gangs at night.
We can learn a lot by observing, but also by doing. Valerie's biker gang highlights one subculture that some of you may know a little bit about. The tall ships are just like another subculture. The captains reign over the ship like a king. And for everyone else, you try to make yourself stand out as little as possible.
Though we have a lot to learn from going to new places and exploring new things, we learned that it is equally important to have a place you can always call home.
It affected me in a different way than I think a lot of people, because everyone I met, first, there are no women my age doing this, because I was 50-something, 55 when I started, that I didn't realize how much of an impact of not having a home would be. One time I was really upset with what was going on. I thought, oh, I'll just go home. And I realized I don't have one. And most of the people were young, and so they would just go home. And the captains all had a life somewhere else, because most people are only on the ships for a few months at a time, and then they leave. I would just keep going from ship to ship to ship and never go home. So that made it hard.
No matter how intrepid you are, you'll always need a home base.
Adventure is about balance. Before we end the show, we just want to thank everyone who listened to episode 1. We had a great reception, and we still have 4 more episodes for you all this season. For those of you who would think about returning with season 2 and a new focus, grandpas maybe? Please send us comments and feedback, and we will get back to you soon with updates.
We've watched these grandmas look back on their lives through the experiences they've had, both good and bad. The knowing smiles they give tell us that we have so much more to learn. So tune in next week and hear more of Pat's and Marsha's stories about learning, hindsight, and reflecting on the things we can't change, but having fun all along the journey.
Everybody has to be stupid. If you look back and your life has been all safe things, you haven't lived. You've missed half of it. If you have to say, oh, maybe I shouldn't, that's the first indication maybe you should. Give it a try.